This is episode 512 on the Hidden Why podcast with Mark L. Brown. Welcome to the Hidden Why's 30-minute power segment. I am passionate about creating a lifestyle that minimizes suffering and regret. The purpose of life is not simply to survive, but to thrive, and I believe we do that by creating a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Each week, I will be delivering a 30-minute conversation with a guest expert on a topic that they are knowledgeable and passionate about, with the purpose to inspire and educate us all. I don't have all the answers. I'm simply trying to figure life out. And through greater awareness and understanding, I can put into practice what I learn to further my life's progression. I can't give you your life's map. I can't show you the way, but I can assist you in discovering your why. I can help you define your life's compass, to guide you purposefully to act on and pursue your life's desires. And from there, watch happiness ensue. My guests are the experts. They are the people I learn from. They provide the inspiration, education, and methodology that we can all benefit from in better navigating the ultimate life. Without further ado, let the show begin. Today's feature guest is Mark L. Brown. The topic is excellence. Originally from Kingston, Jamaica, Mark Brown migrated to the United States at 18 years of age with only $14 in his pocket and a dream of creating a better life. Today, he has become one of the most popular inspirational speakers in the world. In 1995, Mark defeated more than 20,000 contestants in 14 countries to win the illustrious Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. Since then, he's delivered thousands of presentations to millions of people. He helps organizations and individuals achieve excellence in leadership, communication, performance, and life. Today's episode with Mark L. Brown is on the topic of excellence. Please enjoy the show.
Hello, Mark here.
G'day, Mark. Lee Manutsi. Welcome to The Hidden Why. How are you going?
So far, so blessed, my friend. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Thanks for coming on the show as well.
My pleasure. I can say g'day, right?
G'day. G'day. Not too bad.
Excellent.
Hey, Mark, yeah, thank you for coming on the show. Now, this is a new segment, so I'm really excited about bringing it to the audience. And really, it's about delving into specific topics. And not only sort of understanding what the topic is, but how we can perhaps, offer practices, inspiration, education to really help define that topic. And your topic today is excellence. So I'd like you to now just take the time to define what excellence is.
For me, excellence is doing what you do well, but every single time you do it, try to be better tomorrow than you are today in every area of your life, in your work, in your play, in your relationships, the way you deal with people, how you build yourself, your health, your fitness, your nutrition. To me, excellence is always striving to be better tomorrow than you are today. And I think it's a goal we should all pursue. It's how I live my life. And if I stop growing, I stop living. I'm continually in the pursuit of excellence, my friend.
Excellent. I love it. Well defined too. I believe growth and progress is fundamental to all life and fundamental to our human needs as well. And if we're not really fulfilling that aspect of our life, there's going to be a part of our fulfillment, our happiness, our freedom, certainly missing from that as well. Let me ask you, Mark, why is that important to you? Like, what does excellence mean to you? And why is that something that you pursue now to help others with?
Well, I tell you, my background very simply is this. I was born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica, and I moved to the USA when I was 18 years old. I had $40 in my pocket, a place to stay, and just a dream for a better life. And I learned pretty early on that the pursuit of excellence simply means that I have to strive always to make every area of my life better as far as it depends on me. It means building and choosing good relationships. It means trying to develop myself, renew my mind. It means building myself spiritually. So I believe to create a whole person, a whole being, these are all dimensions of our lives we must continually seek to improve. And I find myself on this journey continually. And the blessing is I've gotten the chance to share some of these ideas with people through my professional speaking. Because in my career, I help organizations and individuals achieve excellence in communication, in leadership, in performance, and in life. Hmm. And I do that, through keynote speeches, through programs that I do, talks, workshops, I do youth programs, and also through personal one-on-one speech coaching. And I believe one of my responsibilities is to take lessons I've learned the last 30-odd years and impart those to other people and to help them to grow, to help them to pursue excellence as I do so myself, because I haven't arrived. It's a continual journey for me. So that's why I share it in the work I do, in the way I live my life. And I find that the pursuit of excellence is that's what makes everyone better. And if everyone can be better every single day, we build a better community, we build a better town, a better city, a better country, a better world. And call me idealistic, but we build better human beings. And here's a plus for me. As a father, the plus for me is if I can encourage other people to pursue lives of excellence, the kids who are coming, who are falling behind, our children, our nephews, our nieces, the kids in school see that in us. If we can model and be examples to them, then chances are we'll help build excellent kids as well.
So building excellent worlds, and I love it. It sounds very idealistic, but I think that's what it's all about. And I think that positive approach to life is really important, perhaps something that we miss a little bit in the modern age. So tell us, why does this topic of excellence, or why is that something that's, you know, driven you and been the backbone to your life, and now, you know, something that you strive to help others? Why is that a passion with you? Is it something to do with your upbringing or some part of your past?
Certainly. Well, you know, again, I grew up in Jamaica, and yeah. I was never a great student in school. I found out in my 40s, my dad thinks I was smart. I got by, you know, I love playing sports, I love playing music, I love doing the arts, the drama, music, that was my thing, but I was doing okay. But when I landed in New York City in the summer of 1980, and I realized I had 40 bucks in my pocket, a place to stay, I had to go find a job, I found a job within 24 hours. So I understood then I've got to try to make something of my life. My father could not do much to help me financially. He could only give me $40. My whole family left Jamaica to start all over again. And my dad's now 84 years old in Florida, living there as a widower. And I call him every 3 or 4 days. But I realized he believed at 18 years old, with only $40, I could make a life for myself. So that began this pursuit. What can I do? Find a job, 24 hours. I made some mistakes. I lost that job, but I found something else. I found a profession in computer programming, and I strove to be the best I could be at that. And while I was doing that, I discovered Toastmasters, the art of public speaking. I said, I'm going to try that. I want to be better at that. And eventually, I found myself competing in speech contests. And in 1995, I won the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. That was excellence.
That's huge.
I had arrived, in quotation marks, or so I thought. No, the first thing I had to do was say, okay, I've won this trophy. What can I do with it? How can I be not only good, but excellent? How can I then impart that to other people? And I changed careers in 1998 from computer programming to professional speaking, training, and coaching. And now I am driven to be excellent. I'm a married man, married now 35 years to my beautiful bride, Andrea, who I met at 16 in Jamaica. We were a poor couple in New York when we first got married. But now we have done a lot better. I have grown. We have 3 grown children. One's an artist, a musician, a composer, a producer. At 23, he's married, my son, David. Our middle child has a dual master's degree in education. He's now a manager of human resources in the D.C. public school system. Our daughter is 33. She is the first African-American male or female senior attorney in her division of the U.S. government. And at 33, has begun the process of pursuing a judgeship. I say that not to brag, Lee. I say that because my hidden why, if you will, is to help my kids to achieve excellence. To be excellent, and then to help others to achieve excellence. That's why my website says, helping humans excel. That's my function. I believe if we don't pursue excellence, we leave stuff on the table that shouldn't be there. I believe we have no idea what our excellent best is. And if we pursue that, we'll find truths about ourselves that may surprise us, but propel us to higher heights of achievement and building better relationships. So I guess you could say my hidden why was seeing my kids grow, seeing my kids blossom, seeing my kids grow, kids become and achieve, and also helping other people to achieve as well.
Yeah, I like that. And thank you for the link to the hidden why as well. Beautifully said. I believe when you have children, it certainly adds a new dimension to life and certainly enriches your purpose and your drive for excellence. Certainly as a father myself, I am quite aware of, you know, my flaws and really wanting to try and just be, as you say, a little bit better every day as best as I can, so I can be a good role model for my kids. And I think that's really important. I think there's a lot of underlying benefits to excellence. I'd rather you take the stage on this, but certainly in Japan here, they've got a term called Kaizen, I believe it is, which is about seeking constant improvement. And I certainly feel that a part of their culture here, just living here, you can see that in many aspects of their daily work. Now, they don't have everything perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly there's a lot of aspects where they just keep trying to improve, even if it's by little fractions, every time they do something. And you can see that the quality of their work is definitely up there. And they do master certain things like the automobile or, even pasta. They've taken that to a different level. And something as simple as sushi and how they can continually strive to make sushi even better when it's simply just raw fish on rice. You sort of have to wonder. And I love that pursuit for excellence. And it's just this dedication to your art, whatever your art is. I think it has to connect to some sort of underlying why or passion that really strives you to do that. And perhaps I feel that that's maybe why people aren't striving for excellence, because they don't have that underlying purpose.
Right, yeah.
But I want to ask you, Mark, I mean, with all your coaching, your workshops and dealing with people all the time in this field and trying to help them, you know, create that sense of excellence, what are the underlying problems? Why is it missing from life today? Or is it?
Well, in some ways, we have a culture, and again, it could differ by continent, but sometimes, and I see this in youth, in schools, sometimes it's okay to get by. I'm doing good enough. I'm doing okay. Why should I extend myself? Why should I push myself further? I can accomplish that goal. I can fulfill that task. I'm very secure in my relationship. What do I need to pursue? I mean, why do I need to work any harder? I'm doing okay. And sometimes we're satisfied with good, and we have no idea that great's out there.
Hmm.
We're satisfied with, I can get by, nothing's wrong. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It need not be broke, but is there a better way of doing things? Is there a way to enrich a relationship? Is there a way to do something better? Or is there a way to achieve greater fulfillment in my life, whatever that area of my life may be? And it need not be an endeavor as far as work is concerned, a career, a profession. It's about building better relationships. Spending an extra half an hour with a child that you love or somebody in your family. Some more time on yourself. Maybe I'll eat a little bit differently, and maybe I'll forego the ice cream today and I'll have some fruit instead for dessert and make my body a little bit healthier. Maybe I'll walk a mile and a half tomorrow instead of a mile like I did today. It's little things that we do to make ourselves better, not just our work, but our lives better. Maybe I'll pursue that spiritual side more deeply.
Mm.
Now, not everyone believes as I believe. I'm a Christian. That's my choice. We have a Hindu, Buddhist. We have people who believe different things.
Yeah.
But if you pursue that belief, saying, I want to make sure that this drives my life and my life is worth something, then everyone can pursue that. But many of us are complacent and content. Our homes are comfortable. I go to work. I work 8 hours a day. I get paid. I can pay my bills. I can have some fun. I'm okay.
Hmm.
The kids are fine. Nothing's wrong.
Hmm.
We can just coast through life. Nothing is wrong with that. But I think we leave so much undone, unsaid, unexperienced if we don't pursue that excellence or try something new and try to be better at it. That's all I'm saying.
So this whole complacency thing, I guess there's a lot of people out there that perhaps are complacent, and fundamentally our human nature, we don't want to make things uncomfortable for ourselves. We don't want to walk into pain, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's perhaps why we become complacent. But I also see that complacency leads to stagnation and certainly leads to a deeper level of suffering and regret. And that's something I'm very passionate about here. Is that something that you see from your angle?
So at times I do. And I will point this out, Lee. I spent several years speaking to youth, that is young people ages 11 through 18 in what they call the junior and senior high schools here in North America.
Yeah.
And I go into schools, I do teacher in service programs, like, you know, 1 hour talk to teachers to kind of help to inspire them. And I have met over the last 25 years educators who are just getting by. Because, you know, I've done my time. I'm 3 years from retirement. So I'm just going to do what I got to do. And retirement, I'm going to leave. that isn't just in schools. That's in life. There are people who I'll talk to them. How you doing, man? It's happy. It's Wednesday. I can't wait to Friday. Weekend. We live for the weekend and don't realize we live for every single day. Yep. We can enhance our lives and the lives of those around us. Right. But we have a mentality that says, do everything for the leisure, for the leisure. You know, don't push too hard. I've even encountered individuals who say, listen, man, slow it down. You're making us look bad. What? Are you kidding me? Yeah, we only want to produce 8. You're doing 10 a day. You're making us look bad. Slow down, dude.
Yeah.
And that's sadly is a phenomenon that many individuals deal with. People who are enthusiastic often get shut down. Slow it down. Pull it back. Dial it back, dude. Slow it down. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on. Pace yourself. I'm sure you've seen that in your life as well, Lee. I'm saying, why? I don't mean to go crazy, but life excites me. You know, if life excites me and I see that I can learn more, I can do more, I can be more, then let me do that. Now, there's a caveat here because not everyone has had the experiences I have to get that perspective. You see, back in 1993, I had a severe life-threatening illness. I had blood clots in my lungs covering almost 60%. And that was the good news, Lee. The bad news is there was one massive clot inside my heart.
Oh.
My best chance was 50-50. Obviously, I survived that. But that gives you a different perspective on life. That'll give you a why.
Yeah, that'll certainly. I've heard that often.
You know, and when back in 2011, I had my second encounter with a blood clot. And I realized right then, I got to change some more things. One of the first things I did, that was 2011 August. By February of 2012, I went on a weight loss program. I lost 22 kilos, and I've kept it off. Okay.
Oh, were you a big guy? You don't look so big in the photos.
Well, I should send you a before and after picture. You'll see that. That would kind of make it interesting for you. My point is, though, that you get a why when your life changes. And when you get a perspective that says, I can do this differently, I can do this better, then that will propel you to pursue excellence. And that for me really was a turning point back in 93. And ever since then, I realized I don't need to slow down because every day is a gift and no day is guaranteed.
Yeah. I think, I mean, it sounds like you've always had this underlying, since you're 18, got that $40, you've had this underlying sort of drive for greater excellence, for really just trying to make every day a little bit better for yourself. And through your own efforts, obviously there's a lot of uncontrollable factors out there that we don't have any say in, but a lot of essence and a lot of what we can do in life and improve is based on us. And certainly life-changing experiences like that, where you have like that near-death 50-50 chance of survival, that's certainly going to wake you up as well and really start to appreciate the important things and perhaps remove a lot of the unnecessary things. I've just written about it in an article as I was reflecting on that. So I see this as, you know, excellence relates to everyone, this constant strive for improving every day, progressing yourself. It's the evolution of life. I think that's an underlying purpose of life as well. It seems that it's related to everyone. Who do you see as the biggest audience at the moment for excellence and who could benefit from listening to this conversation?
Honestly, I think anyone who appreciates the fact that we can be better tomorrow than we are today. Anyone could be a child of age 13 who says, I don't want to be when I grow up, but I want to be something valuable. It could be the university student who's leaving uni to go out into the world and to take on a new thing. It could be a retiree who spent 30 years in one particular job and realizes, I'm not done yet. I still have so much more to give. I believe the idea, the concept of excellence is a broad one for everyone, for the child who's starting out, for the retiree who might want a new career, or for the first-time parent. How can I be the best possible parent? It's not just about work. It's about life, Lee. It's about life, you know?
Absolutely.
And that to me is important.
So I guess a matter of when, like when is this appropriate to tap into this motivation for excellence? When is it appropriate and how do we tap into that? How do we wake up to that?
Oh, you know, for me, the wake up came from... But I sent you a picture in the chat, by the way, Lee, just to take a look at that photograph before and after. When I wake up, I find that I learn from the experiences and the examples of others. And sometimes I need to get reminded. Yes, I came to a new country. I was 18, had to start my life. But eventually, Andrew and I got married. We got kids. I got a job. I was settled in. Things were going nicely. And the pursuit wasn't as clear to me. You know, back in 96, I was watching the Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia. And I saw Michael Johnson, who was going to be the first man to win gold in both the 2 and the 400. I saw him run the 400. I saw him win that race. I saw him run the 200. And that when he ran that race, not only did he win the race, he broke the world record. He ran 19.32 seconds.
Yeah, well.
Now, here's a wake-up call. A couple of days later, Michael Johnson was interviewed, and he told Bob Costas of NBC, he said, "Had you told me 3 days ago I'd run 19.32 seconds, I wouldn't have believed you." And that right there, for me, was a trigger. Here was the fastest man on the planet admitting to billions of people that what he had just done, he had no idea he could achieve. And it made me realize something. I don't know what my best is. Michael Johnson back then didn't have a clue what his best was. Mm. And even today, I don't know what my best is. Mm. So I think Michael Johnson, and I talk about this in one of my talks about Michael Johnson, and I realized that it has to be a constant thing. It's not just for a little kid starting out or for a person with a new family or a new job. It's for everyone. Okay, how can I do this better? Have I done my best? Great, I have. But what more is there to offer? And when I won the world title, I thought, I did it. I beat the world. I'm number one in the world. Yes. But someone said, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Oh. And he challenged me. And I challenged my audiences. What else can you do? You don't know what your best is. It can get better over time if you allow it. Mm. But so many of us lay complacent. I'm fine. I'm cool. I don't need to get any better. And that to me is it's a flawed thinking. That's my opinion, my perspective. And it's not just the work, it's your life, it's your health, it's your family, it's your spirit, it's everything about you that can be better. And it's contagiously, contagious.
Absolutely, and I think you can feel that in your voice and in your delivery of what you're talking about. I think that strive, that continual ability to just keep improving, even though when you think you've met your best, there is something else, you know, that never-ending opportunity for progress is what really makes life come alive. I think it really just fires you up every single day. Now, for you, do you wake up every day like just with this underlying motivation of how can I improve today? What's your sort of typical day look like?
Well, part of my life is my spiritual side. I told you before, I'm a Christian. I don't wish to proselytize. It is who I am, how I was raised, from my family in Jamaica.
Yep.
And I start every day with me and God first. I don't get my feet on the floor till I talk to God. And there are days I don't feel great. There are days I don't feel very enthusiastic, but I realize I have a responsibility to myself, to my wife, to my family, to people I serve, and to my God to be my best every single day. If I told you it wasn't a struggle, I'd be lying to you. So I won't lie to you. I also realize part of my growth is also striving for excellence in my character, with my integrity, with how people see me as I live my life, not just as how I do my work. It's every single day. It's what? How can I do this better? How do I cut my grass well, my wife happy? You know, it sounds crazy, but do a good job cutting the grass. Hmm. It's how do I do everything in my life? So I start off, I know I got things to do for the day. How do I deliver this program, this product, this service to my client? How do I make sure my wife and kids are comfortable and safe? Am I doing the right things by them? Where I worship and serve, do I do a good job there? Do I teach well? Do I give people my ear and my time well? My wife and I host a group in our home every Thursday. Between 7 and 15 people show up, and she cooks a meal for them every single Thursday. She doesn't go to the store and buy stuff. My wife prepares a meal for them, and she has excellence in what she does. I make my home clean. I try to do everything well. So my mindset is, okay, it's a new day. Who do I meet today? How can I make him smile? It may sound crazy. I go to a hotel. One of my first goals is to make the attendant, employee behind the desk, I want to make them smile.
Yeah.
I'm on planes a lot. I compliment the desk clerk. I thank them for being there. I go on the plane. I try to lift the attendant's spirits.
Yeah.
It's how I live my life, Lee.
So there's a mindset shift, and it's just, I guess it comes from practice where you can just, everything that you do, you are consciously aware that, hey, how can I do this a little bit better? I like that. How do we... What methods or practices, or how can you instill this inspiration in others? Because it's definitely beneficial. There's a big why behind excellence and why we should all think about what we're doing and how we can all improve. And certainly I've got one example that I'll mention quickly. It's recently with swimming. I go swimming and I do a big swim, 2.5 kilometres pool, and I do that a couple of times a week. But I was just swimming, you know, I was enjoying it. And it's sort of one of those activities I can just get out of the house and do a bit of exercise and you know, just a little bit of self-reflection as well. But recently I wasn't improving. I thought, how can I do this a bit differently? So I challenged myself to go a little bit faster, and I challenged myself to do a 1500 meter sprint. And just by doing that, putting my attention there consciously onto that task and making it a little bit better, I've improved my overall time pretty significantly, I would say. And I'm no guru by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just like one of those things that you sort of just become complacent with, that once you start focusing your attention on again, you can surprise yourself, you can do better, and it is uncomfortable. You know, I go to the pool and I go, geez, I really don't feel like pushing myself today. I don't feel like jumping in that pool, but I still, something pushes me in there. And I think the reward from doing it, you know, the finishing it, it makes you sort of jump back in that pool again and again. So how do you inspire this mindset shift in others to really just seek, you know, greater excellence in their lives? And what sort of practices, maybe 3 practices or something like that, could you offer to help the audience just before we close up our conversation?
Well, thank you. You know, I always encourage my audience to look at, answer 3 questions. Mm-hmm. In the pursuit of excellence, what can I learn? Where can I change? And how can I grow? And the middle question, where can I change, is the key. It requires a change of heart and a change of mindset. And again, it doesn't apply to swimming only, or walking, or running, or working. It applies to how we live. For example, quickly, my wife and I have married now for 35 years. But in the last 12 months, after 34 years of marriage, I make a more deliberate effort to give her my attention. If she calls and I'm working, I will stop what I'm doing. I'll get up. I'll go to her. Used to be, yeah, honey, what is it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. we do that. No, yeah. I make a deliberate effort to make her feel more, I'm more invested. I'm totally focused on her. I physically get up and I walk to her, say, honey, you called. It's a small thing, but it's an effort that I make by shifting my mind first and then taking appropriate action. One thing I encourage all my audiences to do is to activate their forgettery. What that is, Lee, is very often the pursuit of excellence is halted, is delayed by memories that hold us back. A failure, a mistake, a loss, a tragedy. I'm not discounting them. But sometimes being able, through therapy, through relationships, through choices, through physical fitness, through whatever means, spirituality we can use, we can get to a place where we can move forward with the lesson learned, with the experience having taught us something, but we can move forward. Many of us are stuck because we are living on the memory. We're still dealing with what happened in the past. And I say, activate your forgettery. Learn the lessons, but push yourself forward. Take one step in a forward direction. Shift your thinking and shift your action. And that has been very, very effective for so many people. I've had people come and say, you know what? That message was for me. Thank you. I needed to hear that. I'm on my way to a new journey. And that is one simple thing. What have I been holding on to that if I release that one thing, I can take half a step forward toward my pursuit of excellence, not just in my work, but in my life? And that's one technique I continually share with people wherever I go. If it's physical, okay, you do a little more running, a little more walking, one more step, one more effort, one more rep.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You know, if it's dealing with people, one more sales, one more phone call, take one more rejection, accept one more no. One, just one single individual steps to be better tomorrow. One more thing. I failed there. Okay, I learned that lesson, put it behind me. I'll try again.
Yep.
And I'm sure you know people, Lee, who maybe have been in that rut, they just can't quite get past the last failure or the last disappointment. And that's a huge step that can really propel you forward in the pursuit of excellence.
Yeah, holding on, attaching ourselves to past experiences. I think that's a big problem with it all. Yeah. Mate, look, fantastic stuff, and certainly a great way to leave this. Just in final words, why is excellence so important for other people to take action on, and how can they do something today to propel their excellence?
I think the pursuit of excellence can literally jumpstart, kickstart, or restart us on the path of life, no matter how old we are. I encourage people, take some time. I encourage a moment of solitude. It could be an hour, it could be half a day. But look back over your life. Assess where you have come from. Assess where you are. Have you met the goals you plan to make to meet 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? What can you do? What one thing can you do starting today or starting tomorrow morning to reset that goal and to achieve that goal? Mm. What can I do? So look at my life, where I am now. What did I want to do? What did I miss? What can I restart? Or what can I begin to pursue? That can only come, Lee, in my opinion, in a moment of solitude, reflection, assessment, and resetting for the future. And I encourage everyone who hears me to just do that. And you'll see, it'll come clear to you, a couple things you need to do. And when you begin to pursue it, you receive a new lease on life, and you never know where it may lead you.
Like it, mate. Thank you very much, Mark L. Brown. It's been an absolutely pleasure. Standout speaker, and you've got a website as well. So guys listening out there, jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode, Mark L. Brown. You'll be able to do a search for his name, and you'll find all the show notes there, plus the links to Mark, to his website, yep, and how to get in touch as well. So Mark, thank you again for coming on.
Thanks,
and
Lee,
chatting about the topic of excellence. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, man. God bless.
Thank you. Guys, until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in and listening to today's conversation. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've been able to take something away, something to help you create a more meaningful life, a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, if you love the content that I produce here at The Hidden Why, there are a few ways you can support me. Firstly, connect with me. You can do so in a number of different ways. You can connect with me online at thehiddenwhy.com or via social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to connect with you. If you've got any thoughts, comments, feedback, suggestions, or anything at all that you'd like to ask me, you can reach me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. While you're there, guys, make sure you subscribe to thehiddenwhy.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can be kept up to date with all the new episodes and happenings here at The Hidden Why. If you love what you heard in this episode, guys, or any of the others, please share the love. Share it with your family, friends, and anyone you think that might get some value. If you haven't already done so, you can also leave me a review on iTunes. Simply head over to iTunes, type in The Hidden Why, click the ratings and reviews button, and leave me a short message plus a 1 to 5 star rating. It helps me reach more people. Once again, guys, I appreciate the time you've taken out of your day to support my show. Until next time, you know what to do. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why Podcast. My name is Lee Mundelty. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.